Well, thank you, Mary Thomas. And I want to thank you for allowing the DAR to come this afternoon and make this special recognition. Also, I need to mention that Marty Cash Pressler was the lady who did all the sleuth work and wrote the application. So we have some very talented ladies. The National Society Daughters of American Revolution encourages each chapter to select a woman from their local community to honor with Woman in American History Award, someone whose contributions have made a meaningful and lasting difference. Chapters are asked to look for women who have intellectual, educational, social, religious, political, scientific, or culture innovators. Too often, the service and achievements of quiet, humble, and steadfast women go unnoticed and unrecognized. This afternoon, the General John Caldwell chapter wishes to ensure that this does not happen for one such woman as we gather to honor a woman whose influence has been a community builder and liaison between Princeton's black and white citizens and has spanned many years and strengthened the fabric of our community. Today, the General John Caldwell chapter proudly salutes Patricia Ann Pat George. You may stand or there, but in a moment I want you to come around here and Marty will come up. But you can, I know everyone in this room knows so much more about you than we were able to dig up, but let me share just a little bit, okay? She was a member of the senior class in the fall of 1963, who was among the courageous students who integrated Caldwell County High School. Her dignity, perseverance, and commitment to unity continue to enrich our community. Can we even imagine the courage and strength that this young girl carried with her that first day of school in the Butler Building? She remains a loyal and loved member of the 1964 class of Caldwell County High School and the Caldwell County Schools Alumni Association. Pat has served as a member of the Princeton City Council for 17 years. In this position, she has been the city representative at the Princeton Water Department Board and a member of the Black Caucus of the Kentucky League of Cities. Pat served on the Senior Citizens Board and was the mayor's representative on the Pinneral Council on Aging. She has worked with four mayors and many different council members. She brings to continue to bring improvements to our community. Pat served on the Dotson Park Board and the Dotson Reunion Committee that plans and presents the very successful annual Dotson Day celebration each August. She was a member of the Community Disciples who provided tutoring and programming for children of all ages. As chairman of the Planning Committee for the annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration for the past 11 years, Pat has worked to bring outstanding speakers, music, student participation, and community luncheons to ensure that our community recognizes the importance of promoting racial equality and the need to work together towards this goal. This list of services and accomplishments does not include the support she has given to her church, our King's Kitchen, and the Happy Feet, our Learning Feet, both programs which work to help ensure children who are food insecure and need clothing. Pat works as a prior educator at the Tiger Academy Alternative Classroom, where she shared her special smile and love for students who often needed extra support or words of encouragement. Pat George undoubtedly is a lady worthy of being designated as a notable woman of American history and the General John Caldwell chapter is pleased to present her with this certificate and medal. That we'll ask you to come, and Marty will help me. Thank you for all you have done and continue to do to make our community a better place to live and serve, because you have benefited so many people in our community. Congratulations, Pat.